Hagolol Atumai. So you destroy, Pashut Pshat Hagolol means the junk, the manure of an animal, so you destroy it completely. So the Mefarshim say, Galal means what causes the manure, what causes the waste? Your teeth that chew up the food. Whereas Rashi says, Hagolol means here, Rashi is Hanushain. It means here the teeth. Why? Shepama Megula. Lashon Hagolol means uncovered that you could see it. Upama Mechusa, sometimes covered. Your teeth, sometimes you can see, sometimes not. Uksiv Be'yivar. That's how we know that galal means shame. Lishna achrina galal zerei. No, galal means taka manure. Comes out of the waste. Shashem of eres lamaichel. Because the teeth eats up the food. Vanas is galal. Right, so kopon, this is the post that tells that beer means shame. Now, omama, what we just say? Vishilach zur regal. Torah says vishilach, it means the mazik of regal. The chain of the post says also, mashalcha regal shavach amor. For the markasha, taima. Why are you saying now Vishilach means regal? Only because of this pasuk. Time with the kosher rachmona mishalche regal ashav yachamor. Holav hochi, without this pasuk in Yishayo, without this pasuk, but my mukmaslo, like what else could have we put the word Vishilach? In other words, we're asking the question really, why do we need a proof from Yishayo, pshita Vishilach has to mean regal? What else could it mean? E karen, if Vishilach means karen, siv, it says already ki yigach. Shane, if you want to say Vishilach should mean Shane, Siv, that's a pasuk ubir. So pshita that Vishilach means regal. So what if a mer needs a raya for the pasuk in Yishayo? What else could it mean? So Mar says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Itzrach, still I need a pasuk in Yishayo. Because without that, Salkot Adachim, I could have thought to say, Ivi vidi Hashem. Maybe I need two psukim by Shane that Yechayev, a pasuk of Vishilach and a pasuk of ubir. What if I need two psukim by the mazik of Shane? I'll tell you like this. One is where the animal eats up the food completely. It destroys the keren, it eats up the food completely where there's nothing left. That's a bigger mazik. Maybe there you chayiv. The Torah would have just said one pasuk, I would have thought to say you only chayiv when you machal yakarno, you eat up the food completely. But maybe where the animal just nibbles on the food and leaves over food, and he ruins it, but he wasn't machal yakarno, he didn't destroy the food completely. There's still some stuff left over, just he ruined it. Maybe for that you're not chayiv. How do I know you're chayiv even when you don't ruin it completely? Kamash Malan. So I would have thought to say, I need to psukim. Kamash Malan, no, that's Vishilach means regal. So Mari asked, if so, now, Vahashta Yekim Na Regal, now that you're telling me a Vishilach means regal, and so you only have one pasuk gavia by Shane, if so, Shane, the loy machal yakani minolan. If so, now since we only have one pasuk by Shane, just to beer, maybe that pasuk is only telling us where you destroy the food completely. But maybe when you don't destroy the food completely, maybe then you're not chayiv. How do we know that even when you're not machal yakani, you're chayiv, and we know you're chayiv? So Mar said, that's a svar already. Do me the regal. That we learn out Shane from regal. Ma regal, just like by regal, there's no svar to make a difference. Leishna mechal yikano, leishna le mechal yikano, av Shane, leishna mechal yikano, leishna le mechal yikano. Who did my Shane? There should be no difference whether you eat it up completely or not. Just like by regal, there's no difference whether you trample on it completely or not. The same thing as svar applies by Shane, there's no difference whether you eat it completely or not.
Now that what we spoke about before about the pshat, the Mora says ba'odam islay mazlo. So he said Rashi says the pshat is because he has das. But I see now Rashi himself brings down the lishon achrina. Rashi himself brings down another pshat. What does it mean the odam to islay mazlo? So Rashi says just v'yena noyach lahamisoi benegifa. It's not easy to kill a benegifa. And the Kiveg here brings down to look at Rashi in Shabbos on the num gimla medbeis. That there Rashi says, what's the pshat for mazlei? Rashi says, malach sheloi umelitzolov. So like we said before, that a person has a malach, and the malach protects him. That's called a mazel, therefore a person has a mazel, it's easy to kill. That's why, there we say, mu'ud liyodom, heavy mu'ud lebehema. But the opposite way, mu'ud lebehema, loy heavy mu'ud liyodom. Okay, we'll stop here.
You're holding the Gimel Omer Aleph. So again, we'll start on top again. Omer Mar again, Veshilach. The pasuk says Veshilach, so we said Zuha Regal. That means the Mazik of Regal. The Chayin Omer will be wrote down a pasuk also that says Mishalchi Regal Ashor V'Achamor. So Mar says, Time with the Kosar Achamor and Mishalchi Regal Ashor V'Achamor. Why do we say Veshilach means Regal? Because of the pasuk. Holav Hochi, without the pasuk, I would say it does not mean Regal. So Mar says, why? But my mukmaslo, like what else could you put it? What else could you think that Vishilach should mean? E Karen, if you want to say maybe means the mazik of Karen. No, Ksiv, the Pasuk says ki yigach. E Shein, if you want to say maybe Vishilach means Shein, also no. Ksiv, it says the Pasuk of beer we had before already. Siv, so what's the havamina that Vishilach should not mean regal? Smur says no, itzrach. No, still I need it. Because Salka Daitach, I would have thought to say, maybe Edi Vidi Yashen. Maybe both Psukim, Ubir, and Vishilach, both goes on the Mazik, that when your animal eats up food, that the owner has to pay for it. So the question is, what do I need two Psukim for? So I'll tell you like this. For Ho de Machal Yekarno, Ho de Loi Machal Yekarno. Maybe one Psuk is, we eat it up completely, we destroy it completely. And one is where it's not mechal yikarno, you don't destroy it completely. The Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi learns here, loy mechal yikarno means they're going she'ochla aruga, eat off one row of food, but v'soifer laslo tzameach, it's going to grow back again. That's called loy mechal yikarno. But it doesn't grow back as good as it was at the beginning. But obiyer haino hechad mechal yikarno the mashma obiyish mevar lagamri, then it won't grow back at all. That's the way Rashi learns. But this place says doesn't make any sense. Even though he ate up a row of field, or one row, and it's going to grow back again, but the owner would have had it this way. The owner would have had two times also. So why isn't that called Mechal Yekarno? So therefore, Tais learns, Loi Mechal Yekarno means you get the food dirty. That's all. The animal just gets it dirty, but doesn't ruin it completely. That's called Loi Mechal Yekarno. So if we'd only said one pasuk, I would have thought to say a shein is only chayiv when the animal eats it completely. But the pasuk says ubir mashmi, you have to destroy it completely. Maybe I would thought the second pasuk v'shilach also means shein, but in the case even when it does not destroy it completely, kamashmula. That's why I need the pasuk of mishalcher regla shovei chamo to teach us now that v'shilach means regal and it does not mean shein. So Gemara asks, if so, Fahashto diyokim na rego. Now that you're telling me pshan the pasuk v'shilach means regel, if so, shein the loy mechal yikarno min olon. How do I know that the animal just ruins fruits, makes it dirty, but that does not destroy it completely? How do I know yichayiv? But the pasuk says ubir. Ubir means shein. Ubir means you destroy it completely. But maybe when you don't destroy it completely, maybe the owner is potter. So Maran says, no, here it's a svara dunya the regel. That shein is just like regel. Ma regal, just like by the mazik of regal. And Rashi explains, because by regal does not say the word ubir. So therefore, by regal only says vishilach. So therefore, in svara, loishino mechal yikarno, v'loishino loy mechal yikarno. There's no difference how your animal does damage with its feet, whether it destroys the thing completely, or whether it just gets it dirty and just ruins it a little bit. The Torah only says vishilach. Mashmi, any way the feet ruin it, yichayiv. So that's the svar by regal. I'll tell you, Av Shein, the same svar now we learned back to Shein, to say, Loishino Mechal Yekarno, for Loishino Loi Mechal Yekarno. It should not make a difference whether the Shein destroyed it completely or not. In both cases, the owner is Chayiv. Oma Mar, Mar, before we just learned that the Pasuk says, Ubir, so we darshin Zu HaShein, this goes on the Mazik of Shein when your animal eats up something with his teeth. The Chenuim, we brought down a pasuk also that says, Kasha Yivar HaGolol Atumai. So we brought a pasuk to say destroying it with a golol uncovered, like your teeth is uncovered, so we see teeth have to do with the beer. So Mer says now also, Time of the Kosa Rachamonah Kasha Yivar. How come you're telling me not that the word obir means shame? Because you brought down a pasuk in Malachim, it says like that. Time of the Kosa Rachamonah Kasha Yivar HaGolol Atumai. Holav hochi, if the Torah, if without this pasuk, I would say no. Ubiya maybe does not mean shein. Fred Gemara, b'maya kimno lo. What else would it mean? What else could you put it? Like for sure it means shein. What do I need another pasuk to explain it for? E Karen, if you want to say ubiya means the mazik of Karen when the animal does damage with its horns. Tziv, it says already in the Torah ki yigach. E regel, if you want to say ubiya means regel. Tziv, it says v'shilach. So Pshita, when the Torah now says ubir, that a beer has to mean shein, what do I need a raya proof in the pasuk in Malachim for? Samara says, no, itzrich. Yes, I need the pasuk also. Because without the pasuk, salka daita chaminach, I would have thought to say, idi v'idi are regal. I would have thought to say, both of them go on regal. Both ubir and both v'shilach, both psukim talk about the mazik of regal. What do I need two psukim for? I'll tell you like this. Ho di ozum amelo, ho de sholach shluchei. One is when the master sends out his animal, and then it does damage, that's when the master is chayiv. Because it says v'shilach, mashma, you sent him. But maybe when the animal walks around by himself and does damage, maybe then the owner is potter. That's why I need a second pasuk to be here, that even when the animal goes by itself, also the owner is chayiv. K'mashmalan, so therefore I need this pasuk of kasha yivar ha'gol la'tuma to teach us that no, that ubiyar means shame. So where is the question? If so, v'hashto diyuki ha'shein, now that you're telling me the second pasuk ubiyar means the mazik of shein, and it does not go back to regel, if so, regel di ozla memela minolon. How do we know now that if the animal does damage with its feet, and it went out by itself, that the owner is chayiv? Maybe the owner is only chayiv of v'shilach when the owner sends him out to the street to do that. Sends him out, and then he does damage, that's when the owner is chayiv. But maybe if the owner didn't send the animal out, just he went out by himself, maybe that's not v'shilach, maybe the owner should be potter. How do we know yechayiv? So Mura says, yes, the svar will tell you, do me the shein. That now we learn out, regal is like shein. Ma shein, just like by shein. Loishino sholcha shluchay. Loishino diyosna memela. By shein, the pasuk does not say v'shilach. By shein, the pasuk only says ubir. So there's no difference whether it went out by itself, or whether the owner sent him by shein. If so, I'll tell you now, af regel, the same thing we learned back to the mazik of regel, even though here by regel the Torah says v'shilach, which really should mean only when the owner sends him out, still no, we learn out regel from shein to teach us, loishina sholcha shaluchai, loishina ozdom amela. There's no difference whether it went out by itself or whether the master sent him out, in both places the owner is chayiv for the mazik of regel. Now the Gemara says, though, but still, v'lichta rachmona v'shilach v'leiboy ubir, still have a kasha, though. What do I need two psukim v'shilach and ubir for? V'shilach for regal. And ubir for shein? No. Let the Torah just write the word v'shilach without the word ubir. Because the word v'shilach by itself, the mashma regal and mashma shein, the word by itself is mashma both. It's mashma shein and mashma regal. I should know both of them from this one word of v'shilach. Mashma regal, how do we know it means regal like we brought down? The pasuk says in Shayo, Mishalchi regal ashov yachamor. It says clearly, Mishilach goes back to regal. Or Mashma shein, how do we know it also means shein? Because the pasuk says, Veshein behemois ashalach bom. So Mashma, the shein of the behemos, I'll send out. So Mashma Mishilach could also go back to shein. So what do I need a pasuk ubiyah for? Let the Torah just write the word v'shilach, and from here I would know both mazikim of regel and shein. Tumor says no. This I can't know. E lav kroa yisair, if the Torah didn't write a second pasuk of ubiyah, have a min, I would have thought to say from one word v'shilach, oy ho, oy ho. Either one or the other. Either it's shein or else it's regel. Oy regel de zeka motzu. Either the pasuk means the mazik of regel. What's the mile of regal hazeka motz? It happens often. The animal walks, it's normal to walk. And when it walks, it tramples. So it's normal to do hezek that way. So maybe that's why you chayiv. Oy shein, or else I would say no. Maybe the word v'shilach true goes back to v'shein. You know why? The yesh hanoli hazekoi. The svar why the owner is chayiv if his animal eats something is because he's supposed to watch it. Because you know your animal enjoys eating. It has yesh hanoli hazekoi. That's the svar, you should have to watch it. So therefore, if it would have been just one pasuk v'shilach, a true v'shilach can mean either one of them, but I would have thought only one, either that or that. Either shein or regel, but not both. That's why I need two psukim. So Mara says, no, why? Michti, let's see. Shkulim hein, they're both equal. They both have svaros to be mechayiv. Neither is greater than the other one. If so, when you have shkulim hein, they're equal, v'yavayu shneim. Learn both of them. Because the svar is the hain minayim mafkis. Which one can you throw out? You can't tell me shein, why not regel? You can't tell me regel, why not shein? So that's the svara that you should learn out both from the same pasuk. Svara says, no, still I would have thought not to. Itzrich, I still need the second pasuk of a beer. Because Tavkotartach Minach, I would have thought to say, Hani mili heichet de shalosh luchay. True, even if a shilach would mean both, shein and regel, maybe the owner is only chayiv if the owner sent out his animal. Because the pasuk says v'shilach. Only if he sent it out, then the owner is chayiv both for shein and for regel. Avul ozla memelo. But in the case where the animal went out by himself, the owner did not send him, so it's not pshat v'shilach, loy, maybe then you're not chayiv at all. Kamash malon. So that's why I need a second pasuk of Biyah to teach me now, even when the animal goes out by itself, also yichayiv. Just now, once we have two psukim, now already we say, since we find the pasuk of Biyah that goes on Shein, therefore we say Biyah means Shein, and Vishilach means regal. Even though Vishilach could mean both, but now that we need the second pasuk of Biyah anyway, to teach us even in the case when the animal goes out by itself. So once we need this pasuk, we already put it by Shein. So good, so kids, so we have the Ovis of Regel and the Av of Shein. Now the Gemara says, Toldah the Shein Mahi. What's the Toldah of Shein? What's the Toldah of Shein? Gemara says, Netzchachakor b'koysel, and the animal rubs himself against the wool, he like scratches himself. Lahanosoi, for his enjoyment. And Rashi says, V'pilosoi, and the wool caves in and does damage. Or tin for peris lahanosoi. Or the Mar says, but tin for Paris la nosoi, or else he rolls on top of Paris for his enjoyment. Rashi says, she is galgul alayim gadero susim chamarim, like a chamar, a donkey, and like a horse. Dino dumi the shame, she is no lezeka. Kids, so they have enjoyment by rolling on the floor, and there's Paris there, so they enjoy rolling on top of it. So these are the toldos of shame. They're not really using their teeth, they're not eating, that's why it's not an av, but it's a toldah because it's the same fact that since you're having enjoyment, that's called yesh and ol yezeker. Now the Gemara says, what should be the halachas of the Toldah? So Gemara says, my shenor shein. Why do we say the av is chayiv? The yesh and ol yezeker. Because there's enjoyment. Therefore, the owner is supposed to watch it. Umamaynach, and it belongs to you. Ushmi rosh and lecha, you have to watch it. If hani nami, here also the same svar as these Toldahs. Yesh and ol yezeker. When the animal scratches himself against the wall, he's having enjoyment. You're supposed to watch your animal not to do that. And it's your mom and you own it. Therefore, Shmirasin Alecha, you have the mitzvah Shmir, and if you don't, you're over the Yisa, and therefore, Avad, you should be Chayiv. So in Svara, the Toldos of Shein should be just like Shein. Samar says true, Ela Toldos of Shein Kishein. The Toldos of Shein have the same Alecha like Shein. If so, V'chi Kama Rav Papa, when did Rav Papa say that Toldos Seyem Lav Ki Yitzabem is not the same? Hatei, maybe I told you the regal. It goes on Toldos the regal. Because so far, Karen and Shein are equal. For the Gemara, told of the regal mahi, what's the told of the mazik of regal? Has deka begufa. Regal means when the animal walks, it tramples over food, tramples over something. A told would be, has deka begufa derech halucha. While he's walking, his body moves something, pushes something. Not the chif like we had before where your body like pushes somebody, but just while it's walking, the body knocks over something. Real spesara derech halucha. He has long hair, and the hair, when it's walking, pulls something and ruins it. Or else bishlif sholehil, the bundles that are on top of the animal. While the animal is walking, the bundles hit something above and break it. Or else befrumba yeshemapia, there's the pit, the bit in its mouth. Or else bezuk shevetavara, the bell around its neck. That's called the tolda of regal. That while the animal is doing the normal action of walking, of moving, it does damage. Fred Gemara, so, maish no regal de zekamotzi. Why do we say by the av of regal yichayim? Because it's a normal action of the damage. It says zeka motzoi. It's a normal thing to walk. Umamaynach, and it belongs to you, Shmiras and Lech, you have to watch it. Hani Nami, these told us also as zeka motzoi. It's normal to happen. Whatever it has bundles on it, whatever has long hair, it can move, and while it's moving, it hits something. And so these things are also called hezeka motzoi. These hezek happens often. Umamaynach, and it belongs to you, Shmiras and Lech, and you have to watch it. So of course you should be chayiv for the toldos of regal. So Mara says true. Havada the svar is el told of the regal karegal. For the toldos of regal also not the same halacha like regal. If so, v'chi kama Rav Papa told of the bor. Maybe where did Rav Papa say the toldos are not like the av? That's by bor. For the Gemara told of the bor maniyu. What is the told of the mazik of a ditch of a bor? Elen, if you want to tell me av yud, an av is when you dig a ditch yud tfachim deep. The told the test and the told is only when it's 9 deep. Tomorrow says not loy, it's not true. Loy tes ksivi, but loy yud ksivi. The Torah doesn't say yud 9 or 10. Anav means what the Torah says. So just that the Torah doesn't say yud, the Torah doesn't say tes. It can mean either one. So Rashi explains. Tomorrow says, hola kash, that's not a kasha. The pasuk says, v'hameis yi eloy amarachmona. Torah says that if an animal falls into your bor, so you're chayiv to pay back the owner how much the animal is worth. Just the animal itself, you keep the corpse of the animal you keep. So you see what the bor is talking about, where it killed somebody. Now, the kimdul rabbana know that yud avda misa. If a bor is yud tfachim deep, and then if somebody falls in it and dies, we say it was the bor that hit that killed him. But test, if the bor is only 9 tfachim deep, then the zikin avdi misa li avdi. That's a mitzvah that it's not supposed to kill, and it's only supposed to damage you. And therefore the locker is, if you only have a bor that's less than yud tfachim deep, it's only 9 or 8, and somebody falls in and dies, you're putter. You don't have to pay for it. But then we say it's not the bor that did it, but there's something wrong with he himself. It's not called your bor killed him. So kids, so there is a pasuk to say that yichayiv misa by yud. So maybe if the bor is yud tvachim deep, that's the av. And if it's only 9 tvachim deep, it's only a tolda. The Gemara says no. Soif, both ways, ze av lemisa, ze av lemizokin. True, the Torah says that if the bor kills somebody, yichayiv. That's when it's yud deep, true. So when it kills somebody, you only chayiv if it's at least yud tvachim deep. But if somebody falls into an 8 tvachim deep bor, you're also chayiv midirai. So why isn't that also called an av? It's for nizokin. Just if somebody got damaged there, then avad yichayiv, there should be no difference. So as long as you dug a ditch, whether it's 10 tvachim or 8 tvachim, they both should be called an av. That's not the tolda. For nizokin, even a 5 tvachim deep bor should be called an av. It's mamish a bor, a ditch. So where it says elo. Rather, what's called the toldos by bor, elo ha'avnoi sakino masoi. If somebody put a stone or a knife or his weight or his bundles, she'nichom b'shus rabin, he put it down in the middle of the shus rabin, v'yazaika, and somebody now came and tripped over them. So that's called the toldos bor. You did not actually dig a ditch. You only put down your bundle in the middle of the shus rabin. You put down your stones there or your knife there, and now somebody tripped on them and hurt himself, you're chay, that's a toldos. So what are we talking about here? Idi afkirinu, if when you put down these stones, you were mafka your stones, you made it hefkum. For the Gemara, if so, ben the Rav, ben the Shmuel, hainu bor. That's mamish the mazik of bor. Rashi says, the Tavai Yomar, they both say, that kol takol shehifkar, nafkula mi bor dechayiv. Kiecha de bochi, which is rabim, that we hefka, so at any time you mafka it, that pshita is bor avadi yechayiv.
Why do you have to be
mafker,
even if it's...
Sumar says, Idi, after being the Rabbi Shul, hain the bor.